Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zayda Zayn.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C. Romoran and Emil ASH checking in at the start of another work week. Happy Lunar New Year, gentlemen. Hope you get rich.
Happy Lunar New Year to you and your people.
Happy Lunar New Year as well.
Oh, we're making it a point to say Lunar New Year more often because Danielle of New Jeans got into some trouble for saying Happy Chinese New Year.
Saka hindi rin siya Chinese thing, di ba? So
yes,
you're not
right.
You're not the only people celebrating the Lunar New Year. I do think it does roll off the tongue a little better as well.
Yeah, it actually makes more sense. So I kind of want to push the practice more often to say Lunar New Year instead of Chinese New Year. So I hope that everyone got their tikoy, got some ang pao. Hope you get rich, as Ronnie Cheng likes to say. And for us here, we got some work to do. We've got our second pick of the week episode. So I actually missed yung debut nito last week, but Ro kept me up to speed. So let's talk some wrestling and let's talk about our favorite matches of the week. So quick ground rules in case you're new to our audio-only pick of the week episode. The picks have to have come within the past week, as in the calendar week, which is why we're recording this on a Monday. And normally, we just have one match each that we really enjoyed from the week, pero pwede rin two in very, very special cases. And we basically just go through why we enjoy these matches in depth in a way that doesn't make it as if we just sweep them under the rug like we used to during the live streams. So let's start with letting you know about all of the things that we talk about on the podcast. Syempre, we can't forget our patrons of the Wrestling Podcast. So how about we remind you once again? Here's how you can be part of the Wrestling Podcast patron community.
This Sunday is the Royal Rumble 2023. And I know that we don't have the network anymore. Most of us are on Disney Plus, so we'll be catching the live stream on there, whether we like it or not. And so we can't really promise you the same watch party experience for WWE premium live events anymore, but we can promise you a party atmosphere over on our Discord, which you can access if you subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast, for as low as $5 or around 275 pesos right now. It's a great time to subscribe because, you know, you never know when the dollar might shoot up again. Kasi golden age things, if you know what I mean. You get exclusive access to our Discord community where we talk about sports, TV shows, music, memes, sneakers, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And we also do the watch parties there. When it's time for an AEW pay-per-view as well, we'll be doing it over there as well. And then we have our exclusive review content of Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, Rampage, pay-per-views, and live events here in the Philippines. And then also we got merch. Ran into some complications with our merch, with our pasabays as well from abroad. But, you know, there's always a way to figure things out. And if you still want to get your official, authentic WWE and AEW and independent merchandise and other companies out there, we are still, I think, the best way to do it because we actually do the work. We try to get it done and we do our best to get that over here in the Philippines. Again, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as $5.
All right. Let's talk about some wrestling and get into our picks of the week. Ro, how about you start us off with yours?
Okay. So a bit of a quiet week over the past week. We got a bunch of good matches, but one thing I wanted to highlight was last Friday's SmackDown. Because they dedicated a bunch of the episode to sudden tag team tournament for the SmackDown tag team titles. Because as you know, Adam Pearce wanted to separate the two unified championships from the Usos. And as punishment, he wants a couple of number one contenders for each of their tag team championships. So for SmackDown, he put up a whole ass tournament of 8 teams, which is a surprise because there are apparently 8 teams on SmackDown, enough to fill an entire tournament bracket. But here it is. And the first match of the first round was the Banger Bros, or Sheamus and Drew McIntyre, versus the Viking Raiders. And this is great, like super great. I don't know what the setup is with the Banger Bros, and I don't know why Ridge and Butch are allowing Sheamus to tag with someone else. War Games, but you know, he's not technically in the group. And then they have their own offshoot tag team. But I like it. I like the idea of Sheamus and Drew teaming again. I know they went through a rough patch a couple of years back. But I think under Triple H, it's only a matter of time before someone turns on someone else. And they get a good breakup, a much better breakup than what we got. So, and then on the other side of the ring is the Viking Raiders, who have not really gotten that big of an opportunity since returning as the new ambitious Viking Raiders and adding Sarah Logan or Valhalla into their unit. So what I liked about this is, Shepard, we know that Sheamus and Drew are really good. Like, they bring the pain, they bring the punishment with their pretty snug style. And the other thing is that some people might have forgotten why the Viking Raiders were such a hot commodity as a tag team a few years back when they became free agents from Ring of Honor and NJPW. So they reminded us of why they are actually pretty good. They're not just a comedy Viking tag team. They're not just a stereotypical barbarian tag team, but they're actually pretty good wrestlers. And their size, especially see Ivar, you wouldn't really know that he can move like that. Some people might have forgotten, and some new fans might not know. And the great thing is they got a lot of time to showcase their skills and pretty much establish na hindi lang sila basta-basta tag team na nagfulfill ng spots sa SmackDown tag team division. So I like that a bunch of time was given to these two teams to wrestle a really good match. And it did come at the expense of the other first round matches, but once you get a pretty good match to start off the show, then you're pretty much made at this point.
Yeah, I like what SmackDown did as a whole. I think if you zoom out, the fact that we had 4 matches in the first round above the tag team tournament, and they were sprinkled out throughout the episode, it really made it seem like the entire episode mattered because each match matters. And we've said this for years on the podcast. We love a good tournament. We love it when the matches all have stakes. And whether or not the tournament was something that was randomly put together or something promoted weeks in advance, the fact that you have a tournament gives everybody something to fight for. And as you mentioned, the SmackDown tag team division runs 8 deep, and it gives everybody something to do on a given episode. So dun palang plus points na yun for me. Plus the fact na Banger Bros and the Viking Raiders really hit hard. So I agree, it was a great opener for SmackDown this week.
Yeah, diba? It was such a great match. So Emil, I know that you saw this match as well. What did you think of this first round tournament match?
Pinaka gusto ko dito was they featured Viking Raiders, I think, more than they did in the last weeks. Because they matched them up against two of the best on the SmackDown roster. And nag-shine talaga sila for me. Because for the past few weeks, like even though they're there, hindi ko sila ramdam. Hindi ko ramdam yung Viking Raiders. I feel like they're not really doing anything significant. But with this one, because of the tournament setting, this is what is great about tournaments. Like what I think Stan alluded here, that he loves tournaments. No, the thing with tournaments is it gives those people na wala masyadong ginagawa sa card an opportunity to just showcase themselves. There's no storyline, so there's not walang masyadong needed for them to just go out there and wrestle. And yun yung pinaka-fact na nag-resonate sa akin with the match. And even though they lost, I think mas madami silang nag-gain just by being featured in a tournament like this.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that if they don't get any opportunities thrown their way after last Friday, that would be on SmackDown Creative and not on them. Because I think they proved again why they were such a big deal when they came in.
So there, that's our first submission for the picks of the week. I'm going to piggyback off that because my pick is also from the tag team tournament and it's Imperium versus Brawling Brutes. So, yung established na natin, we love tournaments on this podcast. But of course, a matchup like Imperium versus the Brawling Brutes is not a bad first round matchup for me because there's built-in history between both teams. And what I observed from this match was that it was very much Sheamus Gunther for TV light. Not that it's a bad thing, it's just that you can see signature elements of both teams and the signature elements of their respective leaders. They really tried to pack that into that match. And if this is your first time really seeing Imperium in a match of consequence, then good. Because it was a nice little platter, like a starter platter of what Imperium has to offer. And the Brawling Brutes are not a bad pair of dance partners for that then because kilalang kilala na nila itong sina Vinci and Kaiser. So really happy with how they finished that matchup, how Butch got eliminated with a brainbuster to the outside and then Imperium bomb on Ridge Holland for the win. It kind of reestablishes Imperium as a team that's actually going after other championships. And with a showing like that, sabi nating the Banger Bros don't go on to win, I don't see why Imperium can't collect all the championships that they can on SmackDown.
I hope that people finally respect Ridge Holland because, you know, Ridge Holland is the unproven guy out of the three, especially in NXT days. But it seemed like he was just the meathead that they put in the bigger storylines because he looked good. He had a great look and he was huge. But I think if anything, more than anything, more than the past few matches that he's been in or the past year of matches that he's been in, I think this proved that he can go. He can really go. He held his own, I think, against three other veterans here. And like the Viking Raiders, he also solidified his spot on SmackDown and justified why they were paying him the main roster money. So good on you, Ridge Holland. And I think that goes a long way then in erasing some of the reputation that he got after accidentally injuring Big E.
Yeah, medyo mag 1 year na rin naman since that happened. So, you know, if Big E has found it in him to forgive Ridge, then I guess the entire wrestling fandom should as well.
I think he was cool with it. I mean, wala naman yata siyang sama ng loob kay Ridge.
Yeah, wala naman bad blood based on everything we've read about, you know, that moment in time. Ikaw, Emil, what did you think of Imperium versus Brawling Brutes? Again, this is a matchup we've seen for quite some time now.
Yeah, this is a match that we have seen for a while now. Pero hindi ako nagsasawa eh, because all of them are great workers, and I really want Imperium to shine even further because yung napipil ko sa kanila ngayon, they're just Gunther's lackeys, and they haven't been winning as far as like the important matches are concerned. So this is a good first step towards that direction, no? And the Brawling Brutes, man, Pete Dunne and Butch and Ridge Holland, they have grown on me so much in the last year. Like before, hindi ko masyadong gusto si Ridge Holland, but now he's like the perfect tag team partner for Butch. So yeah, again, this is a matchup that we have seen so many times, but it was still a great match nonetheless. And I really hope that this could somehow lead to Gunther and Sheamus going back at it again. Because again, I want Sheamus to be the one who defeats Gunther come WrestleMania. So if this means that we will get somehow to that point, I'm all good for it.
Before we move on, I wanted to ask you guys a quick bit of bracketology. So you know finals, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to call Banger Bros versus Imperium. The weird thing about this bracket is that sobrang dehado yung face teams. Like, aside from the Banger Bros and the Brawling Brutes who are now out of the picture, walang ibang baby face team. Like, the other first round matchups were heel versus heel, diba? Like, Los Lotharios versus MMM, Hit Row versus... I don't even remember who they faced, but it wasn't a face team.
See, Los Lotharios, yeah.
Los Lotharios and Hit Row and Maximum Male Models and whoever they faced, that wasn't a face team either, diba? So yun lang, yung medyo weird with the SmackDown tag division, but other than that, I'm fine with Imperium and Banger Bros in the finals.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I think they can fix it. Emil, who is your final bracket?
I think, same lang din kami ni Stan, because parang obvious na rin na aabot din sa ganun. Banger Bros versus Imperium. I'm going with Banger Bros versus Imperium.
Yeah, I agree. I think the bracket is obvious then. They set it up in a way that you know who's going to be in the finals. It's just a matter of, are the people winning the finals beating the Usos? I guess at the Royal Rumble, because I'm guessing the finals are already, right? They can do the finals by next week. The finals are in the Royal Rumble.
Probably,
They can get it done at that point.
Yeah. Semis pa lang next week.
Yeah.
Yun.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's move on to Emil here, who picked something outside of the WWE bubble. So let's give the TLDR na rin for our listeners who might not be as updated about the goings-on outside of the WWE empire.
All right. So my pick of the week goes to the incident that happened between Kaito Kiyomiya and Kazuchika Okada during their tag team match at the day 2 of Wrestle Kingdom 17 that happened last weekend. So this incident happened during the tag team match between Okada and Togi Bakabe going up against wrestlers from NOAH, Pro Wrestling NOAH, Kaito Kiyomiya and Yoshiki Inamura. So just context for those who doesn't know, Kaito Kiyomiya is one of the up-and-coming wrestlers from Pro Wrestling NOAH, and he looked to make a statement against the ace of New Japan, Kazuchika Okada, and that's what he did. So what happened was, 5 minutes into this match, Kaito kicked Okada in the face. Like, talagang, I think that was a legit kick to the face, no?
I don't know how legit it was, but I do know it was unprotected. So it could have been a little pulled back, but even if it was pulled back, a hit like that to the nose, to the jaw, to the mouth even, is still pretty dangerous.
Yeah, we've got people on social media asking kung ano ba to, shoot ba to, work ba to, and I saw the clip, but I don't really know much about the goings-on in Japanese wrestling to tell you kung work, shoot ba, or whatever.
Yeah, so after that, after nung sipa, Okada went raging mad, like something that we have never seen from him before. Like he has faced so many rivals in his career, but this is the first time that I saw him be this mad at someone. So he proceeded to beat the living hell out of Kaito with stiff kicks, stiff strikes. Like when you are in that moment watching that, you'd think that it was all like real because it went to 0 to 100 real quick. And I thought it was a shoot, but turned out it was a work. But yeah, it was all revealed naman na they're leading towards this angle where they would have a one-on-one match, I think next month at Keiji Muto's last match, the whole card. But yeah, I know. It was a statement made by Kaito. Like, I think more people now know him because of what he did to Okada. And for Okada, this is something new for him. This is like the all this rage. This is something that we have never seen before from the ace. So, yeah, that's my pick of the week.
Here's my take on how this went down. Because Stan's right. It was pretty wild. You can't really tell if it was a work shoot or not, or a work or a shoot or not. Because if anything, at worst, it was a legit fight. And what Kaito did was something intentionally unprofessional. And at best, it was really well acted. But my assessment of it was that everything that happened in the end was scripted. That was planned. Like Kaito was really supposed to challenge Okada, and there most likely would have been a one-on-one match between the two champions. What seems to be a shoot to me is the kick and the beatdown from Okada after that. So if you take a shot at me at my face without telling me, without giving me an opportunity to protect myself, I would get mad as well. I would do the same thing and go to town on Kaito Kiyomiya. I think that much was unplanned, because they wouldn't have ended up doing the count out or the no contest if it was planned. Because I don't think, again, I still don't think that either NJPW or Noah tells stories like that. It's also quite uncommon for an American major league promotion to do. Because normally it's a dream match. You would do the dream match and wrestle it to its full length. Right? The Japanese companies don't really do this thing where they bait and switch. It's not heard of for them. So I think ang nangyari is nagawa nilang ibalik sa work territory and made the most of it as much as possible. But I do think the frustration that Okada felt backstage after the whole thing was real. It felt like a plan gone horribly off the rails. And part of it was well acted, but part of it was also real emotions.
I just wish, or I just hope, na hindi nga siya talagang legit bardagulan na nagkapikunan sila and everything, because after everything that went down in the industry in 2022, we don't need another major company or two having, you know, ish go down like this in 2023, and we're not even a month in yet.
I will say though that if this was Kaito's way of becoming infamous, becoming notorious, not the best way to go about it. Because you did end up being talked about, yes, but you also did end up looking unprofessional. No matter what it was, no matter if it was a work or a shoot, it wasn't a good look at all. Because you just tried to injure one of Japan's biggest stars, one of the world's biggest stars, and what happens if you did actually like break his jaw or break his nose, diba? Hindi lagot ka na sa buong roster ng NJPW nun.
Oh yeah, di lang yun. You could potentially blackball yourself out of the industry. I mean, then again, hindi naman natin alam how things happen behind closed doors in the Japanese side of the world, diba? Of the wrestling world. But again, not good form. Not good form.
Yeah, Emil, do you have anything to add to your pick?
No, you pretty much summarized like everything that is needed to be said about what happened, and yung sinabi ni Ro, like I was thinking about that. If he wanted to be known to like the worldwide audience, he could have done it, I think, in a better way. Although nagwork naman eh, napag-usapan siya, but the on the other side of it, like he did something that was unprofessional for him to be talked about like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. At what cost? At what cost or at to what end will you go para mapag-usapan ka, diba? Para mag-viral ka. And we know as well as anyone some lines you just don't cross. Some things you just don't do. And some bottles you just don't open.
Yep.
All right.
Exactly.
Let's wrap it up with one more pick courtesy of Rowan ASH, who can't join us for this recording. But it is part of the WWE bubble. And before he called dibs, this was actually my original pick of the week. And it's the 6-way number one contenders match for the United States Championship on Raw. It was an elimination match. And it was basically composed of six former U.S. champions who all wanted the shot at Austin Theory for next week at the 30th anniversary of Raw. And if you've read Rowe's review of Monday Night Raw from last week, what the episode did well was how it seamlessly brought together all these different angles for a multi-man match. Na, yeah, it is multi-man match season given the Rumble, and I love how they were able to weave all of these threads in together and to make everyone really state yung importance ng US Championship both to the larger canon of the show and to their individual careers. Even somebody like The Miz or Dolph Ziggler, who haven't really been in the United States Championship picture for quite some time. It really underscores yung importance of the US title as the TV title of Monday Night Raw. And, you know, when you have all those six talents together in an elimination match, good things will happen kasi lahat naman sila are very, very good in the ring. So I loved it. Very fitting main event from last week's episode.
Yeah. One thing Triple H seems to be doing really well is giving spotlights, airtime to as many people as possible on the roster. Like, it's not going to happen every week, but you can bet on it happening more often than Vince did, where Vince would usually recycle the same people, the same cast, every week in the same matches. This time we saw Dolph Ziggler again. We saw Happy Corbin do his thing. We saw Mustafa Ali interfere in the match. Right? So a whole bunch of different threads. And siempre, it also kind of goes without saying that because the WWE wrestlers are pretty talented, putting six of them together in a more choreographed than usual match will only lead to a great main event. So like the tournament from SmackDown, the fact that the winner went through this entire gauntlet gives prestige to the chase and for the eventual shot at the United States Championship.
Yeah, this is the type of stuff that I kind of miss from when we were younger. Kasi diba dati meron din yung mga number one contenders match where the only way you would get a spot in the match is if you were a former champion. That's a nice little wrinkle that they put in there, which really justifies yung absence ni Mustafa Ali, who's never won anything in WWE.
Yep. That's pretty sad, but yes.
Ikaw, Emil, what did you think of the six-pack match?
Okay, so for those who were worrying that Vince might be back in creative, this is basically one of the signs that Triple H is still in charge, because this is a match I always see Triple H would always do back when he was in NXT. The six-man, the five-man, the five-man elimination matches. And I like this match because basically everyone who's been involved with the U.S. Championship over the last, like, 6 months, maybe except for Baron Corbin, but everyone who's been involved with the U.S. title were in this match. And it's for fans, it's a treat to see all these guys just go out there, do what they do best, and the satisfied din also a winner, which is Bobby Lashley, and also continues the progress of the Hurt Business reunion that we have been wanting for months now. So all in all, it was a win-win situation for everyone. It was a great main event. It was the right winner. Everyone gets to have their own shine throughout the match. Buti na lang, it's an elimination match. Hindi siya one fall to finish.
Yeah,
so it was a good like 20, 30-minute match to end Raw, which is something rare for, like, a rare sight for Raw, because usually main events on Raw would only be, like, what, 15, 10 minutes. But this one, we got a lengthy one. And sulit yung panonood ng mga tao with that match. That was a great main event.
All right. Do you think Bobby Lashley is going to be U.S. champion, Emil?
I don't think so, because they are purely invested in this Austin Theory U.S. title reign. That even though I love Bobby Lashley, I don't think yung progression ng character niya doesn't really need the U.S. title as of this moment. Mas kailangan ni Austin Theory yung U.S. title as of this moment, because at WrestleMania, there are rumors of who's going to be his opponent, and I think dun din papunta yun. And Bobby Lashley, his storyline goes through the Hurt Business, and he doesn't need to sign up for it. So I don't think he's going to win. But it's going to be a great match, you know, next week.
All right. It's not next week. It's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. Yeah,
by the time you're hearing this episode, Austin Theory will have likely retained his title already.
Yes, yes, that's true.
So there, those are our picks of the week. Just to recap once again, Emil picked the incident over at Wrestle Kingdom Day 2 between Kaito Kiyomiya and Kazuchika Okada. Ro and I picked some of the first round matches from the SmackDown Tag Team Tournament, Imperium versus Brawling Brutes, and the Viking Raiders versus the Banger Bros. And Ro and ASH picked the six-pack elimination match to be number one contender for the United States Championship. Kayo, what are your picks of the week? We know it's not a live stream. We know you can't put it in the chat. But as always, you can send them our way over on Twitter and TikTok at Wrestling2XPod. We'll get to our plugs later on in the week during the live stream as usual. So we'll catch you on Thursday at 7 p.m. on Kumu at WrestlingWrestlingPod and on Facebook.com/WrestlingWrestlingPodcast. In the meantime, if you want to keep talking wrestling, hit us up individually. It is at Roiswar, at EML_Meister, at Monday Night Rowan, at China Supersized, and at _StanC. Thank you so much to Babyface producer Mike and everyone else over at PNA for putting these episodes together. Please stay safe, be nice to yourself, be nice to other people. And one more time, Happy Lunar New Year. Hope you get rich. Wrestling Wrestling Podcast out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.